This will serve as a very brief introduction to the selection from Book 5 of Hugh of St. Victor's Didascalion, which I have given to you. This is important in that it's not as widely known or frequently read as a text on Lectio Divina as the selections from Guigo II, which I've given to you, but they are the basis for Guigo's material. Guigo the Carthusian would have known and have read this text by Hugh, and Hugh is reflecting on the process of Lectio Divina as a canon, as one who was involved both in the service, the liturgical service of God in the cathedral, but also as a part of an order that is becoming increasingly involved in the education of those young clerics who would have been living and working within the cathedral. So his concern in describing the practice of Lectio is both one which can connect to other kinds of learning and be a way of allowing what one does in Lectio to also inform and maybe enrich one's experience of other kinds of reading, other kinds of academic or intellectual endeavor. But also he is concerned with Lectio Divina as bearing fruit, the fruit of what he calls operatio, or action. The action in particular would be the carrying out, to some extent, in pastoral practice. That also would have been his experience as a canon, both that aspect of pastoral practice, which is education, and perhaps in the more specific context of genuine parochial ministry to the people to whom the cathedral was responsible for pastoral ministry. So those backgrounds, those notions lie behind his reflections, his very early reflections on the text. He died in about 1142, and so this is material from the middle of the 12th century. He says that there are four things. He also describes four steps or rungs or stages, but then he adds a fifth. As we see with Guigo, Guigo has the fifth step of operatio being the place out of which his reflections arise. While I was meditating, while I was doing manual labor, I began to reflect, Guigo will say. But for Hugh, operatio is itself part of the reflection. The fourfold process is reading, lectio, which he also says can be instruction, doctrina, or teaching. Reading or being instructed, listening to another. He's even implying that there can be a use of this skill of lectio that might apply to the lecture hall when something important is said that one wants to hold and ponder in the heart. But beginning with reading or lectio, progressing as we have seen with Guigo as well to meditatio, oratio, but then he inserts operatio, works as his fourth step, and makes of contemplation a fifth. The idea that works precede contemplation is a little bit artificial. It's given here, but if you read the text closely, you will see that he's not absolutely wedded to the idea that operatio comes before contemplation, but indeed it may. It may come in another context, it may follow the whole process, but certainly for Hugh, operatio plays an important role and is something that has to be in one's mind as one is engaging in this practice. I won't take us through the text looking at the various paragraphs. I would invite you to read through it yourself. Notice how he describes the practice of lectio and how he interweaves the idea of works which then become good works in one context. It's important for you to gird yourself with good works so that what you have sought in prayer you may receive in working out of those things. The whole idea of opus and operare is very important for him and the series, the source of a whole series of little reflections. So I would invite you to read this text, to notice the interweaving of both the practice of Lectio Divina and the idea of carrying out the fruit of Lectio in action, as well as the idea of action, right deeds, preparing one for this task. You might remember that this echoes the notion that we found in Plato of the life of virtue preceding or preparing one for the life of contemplation, that as one carries out in action the truth and the beauty that one has seen, one is more able to see it more clearly. Part of that may lie behind something of what Hugh is saying in this text.